listening to the Abbey Award-winning Ben Taylor on the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika This Morning. News Talk,
WANI. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station as we talk crew to Tigress and big parade going to be taking place pretty soon. Hunter Garris is with us, along with Beth Whitten. We made sure that Macon did not show up today, but still supposed to be there for the parade next week. But I must, is that right?
That's absolutely right.
I love it. So this is a thing that's done. Beth, have y'all gone and y'all made y'all's run? Y'all got everything picked out?
We do. We have a lot. I mean, in fact, the back of my truck right now has like tons of beads and moon pies.
Oh, that's good to know. If I get a little hungry a little bit later on.
I can sneak you one in.
This is something that, I'm putting you on the spot here, Hunter. Do we know how long this has been going on now?
10 years. This is our diamond anniversary. So it's a big year for us this year.
So you cheated then when I got to answer. Give you that one. It's like the 10 or the 20-year anniversary. You're good to go.
It's a big one. It's a big one for us. It is our 10-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. We do have maybe a few new entries this year, switching a few things around, get a few people a mm-hmm. new look at a new float. So
this is something that is cool for downtown, too, and I'm not going to ask you to put on the Mayor Pro Tem or Council hat, but I mean, even the businesses downtown prosper from this. I think people come out and this has become something that people love to see.
Well, the downtown merchants definitely love it. This year it falls on Valentine's Day, so it's a little bit of an added, influx of people because mm-hmm. people normally come downtown for Valentine's, have their dates and so forth in the restaurants. However, the parade is at 3 p.m., so plenty of time to come in, enjoy the day, take in the crew crawl. But merchants in the past have equated this to an Iron Bowl Saturday.
Really?
As far as business is concerned. So we do love the fact that people come and enjoy the parade and then enjoy the merchants downtown.
You were one of the originators of this, right?
I am a founder, yes.
Hunter, were you around during the founding?
I'm a year two. I joined in the second year.
Okay. Yeah.
But Hunter is the president. He's a multi-term president.
Did you miss a meeting?
Maybe. No, I was in. I had to go to Vegas for work this week, so I took this week's meeting from the car.
Yeah, exactly. So they're like, hey, by the way, you're the president now. Oh, how'd that happen? Well, you weren't here.
That's it. We voted
before you jumped on the Zoom call. Sorry.
There you go.
Expectations of how many floats are we looking at right now? Do we know?
The crew still has about 12 to 13 that we personally own and get parade ready. Total attendance for the parade will continue to be between about 40 and 50 total entries. Of course, we welcome outside public floats, et cetera, et cetera. So combination of ours and public, we're looking at about 40 to 50 total entries in the parade.
Is there a deadline of when they need to let you know?
I mean, we would like to know about a week beforehand. Certainly, if you're a newer entry, I'd say we need to have it, as quickly as possible. Certainly for those that have been participating for a long time and we already know the drill and understand what you're putting in, we can do a little last minute shuffling, but generally a week and a half, 2 weeks is about where we're going to cut it off.
We got a theme?
The theme is playing on the Valentine's with our King and Queen of Hearts.
I love it.
Yes.
Have you got your stuff picked out, Beth?
Oh, yes. So our float, so we...
What are you making Steve do?
Well, we are going to be the conversation hearts, the sweet tart heart conversation hearts that say text me, call me, love me.
Have you seen the ones that are inappropriate that you can order online?
We're not going to talk about those yet. This is family friendly.
It just made me think when you brought that up. I was like, I used to have somebody at a previous place of work that would leave those laying around the office anonymously, and we didn't have cameras. I really don't know who they were, but I always thought those were pretty funny.
Yeah.
But yours will be family friendly.
Yes. War Parade Eagle. We had sweatshirts made that had the conversation hearts on them, and then the float will be decorated in various conversation hearts, and we try to make sure that all of our throws are kind of in keeping with some part of the Valentine King and Queen of Hearts type theme of throws. We have extensive conversations in our meetings about what makes good throws, and so we've decided this year we're adding ramen noodles as our throw of choices.
They actually fly really well.
I'm sure they do.
And college students, who wouldn't love to catch a pack of ramen noodles?
Yeah, no kidding. I personally like ramen noodles.
I do too.
I was shocked last year when I found out just how many people feel that exact same way.
Yeah, I mean, people that say, oh, you're eating ramen noodles, like, what's wrong with ramen noodles? Oh, they're absolutely delicious. And my daughters love them, by the way. So they're getting prepped already whenever they go to college. So let's hope they stay on that kick and don't go somewhere else like some of the other places they've been that swiped the card. I'm not going to mention them on air, but some of you need to come off your prices a little bit. When you talked about how many you guys have, like your regulars, mm-hmm. Speaking of which, like the crew itself, when y'all get together and that kind of thing, do y'all kind of bounce ideas off one another that of what we're going to do, and if you do this, then I'm going to do this, because it is very diverse whenever you see the parade. So it's not like y'all got together and had the same group thought project, and so it does look different. Even though it has the same theme, it looks very different.
No, absolutely. We do bounce ideas off of each other, but we've actually taken more of an approach of extending once we get a float built and built out, we extend the management of that float to its float members.
Okay.
So they have some creative freedom to do whatever they want with their group of friends and their float. But we do encourage them to keep their overall float theme adaptable year over year to match the theme of Mardi Gras. Mm. So when you think about the Wonderland float, for example, you can take Alice in Wonderland and make that into just about any theme.
Yeah.
So it really adaptable in that way, but we try to extend that freedom to the floats to use their own creative abilities to come up with something nice each year.
Crew to Tigris, and the parade is going to be taking place on the 14th. We'll talk more about that momentarily. Got to get to a break. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
98.7 FM and 1400 AM. News Talk, WANI.
We're talking Crew to Tigris, and we've got Hunter with us as well as Beth Whitten with us. And Hunter, you said year two, you were a year two person. And I think some people, when this thing started, people asked what it was. And now it's like the expectations are, all right, these people are going to be putting on this fancy parade, and there are other events that people get involved in. Let's run down qualifications for being in the crew. What are they?
Oh, man. We are open to anybody that would like to join.
Yep.
You do have to be 21 years of age and some of those sort of things. But community-wise, I wouldn't say that there's any strict standards.
Yeah.
Anybody is welcome to apply. Our membership season usually runs from immediately after the parade through the summer months. And you can, you know, submit an application. Generally, we would ask that you get a crew member to sponsor you, mm-hmm. To join, but, open to anybody that's interested. Just come up, ask us about it. We'll be out, downtown at the parade, and our ball is actually this coming up weekend. So we'll be downtown this weekend as well.
That's very cool.
If you're interested in joining, you know, flag a member down, they'll be able to tell you exactly what you need to do and, how to get in.
Beth, you and I have talked about this before. This is something that I don't think people realize. This is about as close to the actual Mardi Gras feel as you could possibly get. Like you just said, Hunter just said, you guys got a ball coming up. You got the parade itself taking place. Probably a little bit more family-friendly than what you'd see down in Mobile or New Orleans.
Most definitely. We have made a concerted effort to make sure it's family-friendly.
Yeah.
In the past, we've had some people test that theory, and they haven't been invited back.
Oh.
So, we do, and we have set rules. The floats need to, you know, abide by those rules,
mm-hmm.
Because we appreciate the city. We appreciate them allowing us to roll down the streets, and we want to continue to be able to do so.
Mm.
And so we have walkers that accompany each of our floats,
okay.
to help keep it safe. We do ask that people, if you're attending the parade as an onlooker, not to come into the street, because we know throws end up in the street, but leave those there, get them after the fact, because we want to keep this safe and for everybody to enjoy themselves. The city has also gotten some barricades, but not, you know, for the entire route. And so we just want to make sure everybody, you know, pays attention.
Mm-hmm.
These are moving vehicles, and keep it safe.
Begins at 3? Is that what we said?
3 p.m.
So with it beginning at 3, you still got time to do your Valentine's night of what you want to do. But I will say that if you planned on having a good time afterwards. That's one thing that a lot of people do. They go to the parade, and if they are without kids, they'll start kind of hitting the bars. There'll be some theme stuff that a lot of bars will do as well.
Mm-hmm. The Downtown Merchants do a crew crawl.
Yeah.
They plan to do that again this year, and that will be through the day. It is an entertainment district until, I think, about 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The basketball game is away, and it's at 7:30, mm-hmm. so you have time to enjoy that after the parade as well. I believe softball and baseball might be in that day as in Auburn. So lots of activities. We love that because that brings people to the parade, and we get people from all over the Southeast who drive in and come to this parade. And we have, like Hunter was saying, 40-plus floats, and then we always have a Grand Marshal.
Who is a Grand Marshal?
So this year, our Grand Marshal, we're throwing it back old school to our first King and Queen, which are Chris and Molly Kincaid, father-daughter duo that kicked us off in 2017. So they will be our Grand Marshals, and a lot of the royalty will be present on different floats that throughout the years.
And what made you... Because you said you're one of the founding members. I know we've said this before. You've told me the story, but y'all were just sitting around and just said, hey, here's a novel idea.
So Barry Dorman is kind of our ringleader, and we claim him as such. He and I and a bunch of folks just happened to be talking over the course of some months, and we said, you know what would be great is if we had a social group, and we had talked about some various different things like cotillion and so forth, and then it just evolved into, hey, we have a lot of people who love and who are from various areas, New Orleans, Mobile, who want to recreate that feeling of Mardi Gras. And at that time, there was another crew in town.
Oh.
And so we were kind of thinking, oh, if we had two crews, we could, you know, grow this. And hence, since all that time, the Crew to Tigris is still standing and better than ever.
The other crew is not.
They are not.
I had no idea they existed. Maybe that's why they're not still standing.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to say that out loud. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Last break of the hour, then we'll wrap things up.
This is Auburn Opelika this morning with Ben Taylor.
News talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. All right, Beth, what do we need to get to before we get out of here with about 3 or 4 minutes left?
So very important, if you want to be in the parade, go to crewdetigris.com, and that's K-R-E-W-E-D-E-T-R-I-G-R-I-S. No, T-I-G-R-I-S, Tigris. It's early morning. It's cold.
You confused me even more.
17 degrees outside. crewdetigris.com.
Yes.
If you just Google it, it will come up.
Okay. Yep.
I promise. And we also have social media presence, so you can go there as well. So sign up there. It's an online form. Very easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Hunter, do you have thoughts on, I mean, the whole day is a very full day. Come grab your spot.
Yeah, come early, grab your spot. They will, be mindful of parking downtown. I would highly suggest going to one of the parking garages, get your cars off the route. We are using our traditional route, which is Thatch to Gay to Titchener College back to Thatch. If you are on that route, I believe with a 3 p.m. start, if you're still on that route at 1:30, 2 o'clock, your car could be 1 o'clock. Your car does risk being towed. So for the safety of your car, patrons, everybody else, probably get it out of the route of the parade and utilize one of the parking garages. But other than that, come out and see us. We'll be downtown all day. The King and Queen, Scott and Linda Kingsford, are our King and Queen this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're both longtime crew members, been in for quite some time. We will all be downtown with them around Toomer's Corner, morning of parade day, celebrating.
That's right.
Out.
Yeah, pictures and all that kind of stuff.
Meet and greet the Queen. So come on down, hang out with us, find out how you can join the crew. We'll all be there ready to parade.
They get started early. I mean, there's just so much to do and last minute stuff to decorate. And they have a little staging area, which will remain a secret for now. However, some of us do know where it is, and the kids love to see that part of it. Again, they will have throws, but stay out of the streets. Is they will get them to you, and after the last float comes, there'll be an opportunity probably for you to sneak some that they may have run over
before the street sweepers come through.
And again, I want to remind people that are listening that have not been to this event, it is family friendly. You don't have to worry about seeing some of the stuff you'd probably see in New Orleans or even Mobile for that matter. They make sure of that and adhere to those rules because, as Beth said earlier, they want to make sure that the city's okay with them doing it again next year. And so it makes it so easy to do. Is website one more time? Let's try to.
Crewdetigress.com.
K-R-E-W-E?
E. That's correct.
Okay.
D-E.
D-E.
T-I-G-R-I-S.
I love it. Hunter, Beth, thank y'all so much for coming in. We greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you, Ben.
It is going to be on Valentine's Day. 3 p.m. is when you can expect it. So Crew to Tigress, huge parade. And you guys will absolutely love it. Great family fun event. And if you don't have the kids with you, then I say hang around. You heard them say they got a little crew crawl as well as some other things taking place as well that day. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.